Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend. Patrick Howie is our guest, folks. He's the author of The Evolution of Revolutions, and he's been an innovation expert for a long time. He studied, including studying the social process of innovation, and he's our new friend, Patrick Howie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Or good to have you on the show, I should say. We'll have you back another day. Patrick, I know that in your book you talk about the evolution of revolutions. Why is it important to know that? Why would we need to know the evolution of revolutions?
The easy answer that people want to think about is, well, you know, revolutions, they evolve in time, and that you can sort of see them coming, which is point one, is you actually can see a lot of revolutions coming if you know how to look for them.
Right.
For example,
what's happening in the Middle East right now has been predictable for 25 years.
I actually, in my book, it's predictable that it was the region is in a period where it could tip.
I'm not saying that we could predict 25 years ago that it would start in Tunisia, we've known that Saudi Arabia, for example, has been a house of cards for a long time. Go ahead.
Exactly. So I think it's a perfect example. You know that whole region is, in jeopardy of a true fundamental revolution. And that's a political revolution. Business revolutions and, other type of revolutions are actually similar. You tend to be able to see the underlying trends if you know where to look. The other half of the answer to your question is true revolutions require continuous evolution after, that sort of initial aha kind of breakthrough. And that's what really separates a fad from a revolution is continuous evolution after that sort of thing that people look at and say, oh, that's that seminal moment where that thing was created.
What you're saying is if it's a true revolution, it doesn't just happen and then live on itself for a while. That's really just kind of change. You're saying a revolution begets variations of its own self after that.
Yeah, exactly. In order to have a revolution, you have to have that continuous post sort of aha moment of continuous evolution.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you apply that to our businesses?
Our businesses, right, we tend to think of, for small businesses or even people, who are trying to start up stuff, right, and we all know innovation is critical. You're sort of always working for, all right, I got to solve this problem. And then if we realize you solve it and you think, I'm done, you've lost the game. You have to keep thinking that. You have to look to continue to innovate and continue to find new ways to solve sort of your customer's
needs.
It's
almost like Alice, right? You got to run as fast as you can, just stay in one place.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't sort of stop. And soon, if you stop moving forward, you're falling behind.
Or getting run over.
Perfect example. Getting run over. Yeah.
Well, and getting run over in the 21st century means becoming irrelevant.
And it does, and it that can happen quickly, and it's a challenge that anyone faces in any career is to make sure that you're sort of always on the edge and always figuring out how to sort of. Add new value and, sort of improve whatever you're doing, because it's very easy for someone to come from outside and make you irrelevant.
Can we be specific? Can you give me now you've been in business, we work for a startup, you know what it's like out there where the rubber meets the road. Give us some specific examples of how, being a revolutionary, what would that look like? If somebody were, were walking down the street and they saw it happening in a small business, what would it look like?
I'll probably start too big. Let's talk about, I've been asked the question a lot, is Twitter a fad or not? And a perfect example, I'd say right now Twitter is still a fad. They have done, you know, they created this sort of idea of 140 characters, but they haven't done anything to sort of improve that yet. It's still just one massive fire hose. And they need to find a way to, I would say, you know, allow people to better sift through information, to put filters on, and continue to and find ways of making this sort of valuable, or it is going to be the fad of, you know,
and
the sort of time.
And they need to find a way to help businesses make it relevant to them.
Exactly.
And they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, and that's a big example. I mean, other examples are, you know, I like this, just the very small ones where you're trying to change, you know, a little process. I mean, that's, you know, if you're, a lot of people, you know, work in big organizations, and they're a part of a process. And, you know, everyone, you know, goes home or complain to their husband or wife about, here's how we're doing it wrong. Right there, as soon as you say that, that is something you should be tackling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you that little bit, that sort of process to fix it, to change it, it's actually no different than it is to really have a big political sort of revolution. There's a whole process that you have to go through, but you're facing it right there. If you know that something can be done better, you know, and everyone does, the key is you have to tackle it. I mean, it deals with Salesforce organization, such a simple process, you know, processing reports. Like the most sort of seemingly mundane activity can always be made better.
Could we say, if somebody says, well, okay, I don't know where that would be in my organization, well, I would say to them, okay, think about the thing that you were most frustrated about recently inside your organization, and then write that down. And then think about the thing that's given you the most pain in the last 3, 6, 12 months, and write that down. Those are the things that probably need to be changed, don't they?
I mean, there's a great way of framing it, where I said, just think about the thing that you go home and complain about. That's probably the one that you have the expertise.
Or the thing that you're afraid to complain about because it's too scary. You don't want your family to know that you're frightened about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the things that everyone runs into business is, this is how we've done it before. You know, we've been doing it this way, and sort of we're successful. And that's, you know, and it's both valid, but dangerous. And, you know, anyone who wants to sort of create, you know, get something done, they have to recognize that you're going to get that. It's actually the first stage of any, you know, that resistance. But it's actually good. And one of the, I like to sort of say that you should pray for an enemy to your new idea, because they're going to make you figure it out better and understand it better. And
they're
going to
help you seek excellence, is what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Hey, Patrick, give us the website. Tell us how we can find the book.
Well, the book is available on Amazon and Borders, and presumably Borders, as long as they're still around, and Barnes & Noble. You know, there's also a website for it, Evolution of Revolutions. You can read a little bit more about it.
Evolutionofrevolutions.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Patrick says that there is a revolutionary moment. We're going to ask him to tell us when that happens.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.